Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Thank you very much, Chuck. You heard what the man said. This is indeed Over the Back Fence for this Saturday, December 10th. It is 11:05 on the clock. I am your host, Seth. Thanks so much, everybody, for joining me for this show today. Got a lot to do today. Mostly, though, I want your phone calls. 424-2600 is the number to call if you're looking to buy or sell items from your friends and neighbors. We're also going to be talking about events coming up here in Central Wisconsin as we get closer and closer to Christmas and all the other great holidays coming up here at the end of the month. Going to be a lot of fun stuff going on. We'll talk about all of that. News and notes, of course, of other community things of interest here throughout Wisconsin Rapids and other places in our listening area, and anything else you want to talk about. If you want to talk about the kind of gloomy day it is today, hey, what happened to the snow we were supposed to get? Everyone kept saying we're supposed to get all this, well, maybe not a lot of snow, but we were supposed to get like an inch or something. It never, what happened? It all missed us. Huh. I'm not complaining. I'm just wishing, you know, as I prepare myself for snow, that it actually comes. And then, because it's kind of a, okay, well, one more day without it, I guess, then we should be okay, at least in my humble opinion. 424-2600 is the number to call. As I go through all this other information, we're going to start off with some sports stuff. And as I go through this, please feel free to call 424-2600. I'll get your call as soon as I possibly can. Well, if you were listening to these airwaves last night, you heard a very big hockey game going on between the Wisconsin Badgers and their rivals, the Minnesota Golden Gophers. And I'm sorry to say it did not go well for the Badgers. The Gophers really laid one on last night, 7-1, the final score. Ouch. Ugh, that's a rough one. And I don't think just because I come from Minnesota, I'm a fan of the Golden Gophers hockey team. I am not. I think I've said a few times that I'm actually a fan of the UMD Bulldogs, which are a rival of the Gophers. So I am not a fan of the Golden Gophers. So the Badgers have a chance tonight to right the ships, get a split for the series for the weekend. And you can hear it right here on these airwaves. The pregame show starts at about 5:30 tonight as they try to make up for the pretty tough loss that they had last night. So listen to these airwaves starting at 5:30 tonight. We will be broadcasting from Learfield, Wisconsin Badgers versus the Golden Gophers of Minnesota, taking place at Minnesota this evening. Also, last night we had, if you checked out our sister station, WIRI 105.5 WisCountry, you heard a doubleheader. Yes, that's right. We had the Marshfield boys and girls basketball teams taking on the Lincoln boys and girls teams last night, and we were able to broadcast both of them. Big shout out to Gene Delisio and, of course, Don Chesbrough for doing both of those games. Thanks, gentlemen, so much. We do appreciate it. Of course, Don gave me the results of these games, and it was not a good night for the Wisconsin Rapids teams. I'm sorry to say, the boys team, Marshfield 71, the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln boys team 71-47. They took the loss there. And then the girls also fell to Marshfield 63-30. The Red Raiders having a rough night on the court last night, but let's not give up, everybody. It's early in the season still, so we do have hope that they will continue listening to WIRI all throughout the college basketball season. We'll be broadcasting not only Lincoln, but Nakusa. And when we get a chance, Assumption, we're going to get as many games as we possibly can get in there as we have people available. Of course, Randy and Gene and all the other people helping us out on that. So that's going to be coming up throughout the week. Just keep listening, and we will let you know when more high school games will be taking place. Later on tonight on WIRI, it's a hockey night, everybody. That's right. The River Kings have returned, finally. They've been on the road for a while, but they've got a home game tonight against Hudson. And our game coverage is going to start right around 7 o'clock. We do not have, Mark will not be carrying the game, doing the play-by-play. We've got Eric doing it tonight. Mark's not able to do it, so we've got another person going in there to give us our play-by-play. Good luck to you, Eric, and I'm sure it'll sound just great. Of course, Don will be working the board on that one as well. And if you had a chance, if you missed it, on the final Morning Magazine yesterday on Friday, James got to talk to Coach Paul Peckman. And it was a great conversation, gave you an in-depth look at how the River Kings are doing this year. They're having a decent season so far. They're in fourth place, and they're looking to continue. It's been kind of an up-and-down year so far, but it's a great interview with Coach Peckman. And you can, of course, check that out on the civicmedia.us. Go to the website there, go to shows, and you can just pick Morning Magazine, look for the latest episode there, and you can listen to that entire interview. Also, if you are not planning on going to the hockey game tonight, which we do encourage, of course, we want you to fill that place, give the River Kings a great crowd to cheer them on. If you can't make it to the game tonight, check it out on WIRI. And during the intermissions there, we also have that interview with Coach Peckman cut into two spots for each intermission. So if you miss it or you don't have a chance to listen to it online, it will be played again tonight during the game, during the two intermissions. So check that out as well. It's a great interview, and we do encourage you to keep listening. Looking ahead to tomorrow, we have more basketball coming up. Both teams happening that we carry here. Let's start off with the game that we're going to have first. That's going to be on WIRI at 2:30. Marquette is going to take on Notre Dame. It's their final non-conference game of the year. Right now, Marquette is at a very good 7-3. They have played very well so far this year. They did recently lose to the Badgers. That was a very good game, too. Went into overtime. But they are having a fine season, and they're taking on Notre Dame, who is also having a pretty good season to start their year, 7-2. So it's going to be a great game tomorrow. Check it out. Marquette has lots of scoring this year. They have had some very big decisions against some pretty good teams. Their big upset of Baylor, 96-70. Whew. Exciting basketball. Exciting stuff. So check out the Marquette game on WIRI 105.5 tomorrow at 2:30. And then later at 4:30, we've got Wisconsin men's basketball at Iowa. We are in the conference now, everybody. And of course, the Badgers won their first conference game against Maryland. A good game at the Kohl Center, and they will be taking on Iowa tomorrow in Iowa City at 4:30 p.m. Join them for the pregame. Game starts at about 5:30. It's been a very impressive season so far for the Badgers. I have to say, they have defeated some pretty good teams, and they've played other extremely good teams right to the wire. So it's been a fun season so far watching the Badgers play. It's going to be interesting to see where they end up for this season. So that's tomorrow. We've got two basketball games tomorrow, so make sure you check in for that. Because the Wisconsin men's game is going to be later in the day on Sunday, that is going to preempt Seth Faces the Music. So I have a rerun in there just in case they get done a little early or whenever it comes on. You'll hear probably just the end of it. And then we also have a rebroadcast of an episode for Director's Cut as well, interview with local author Bria. And which is a very good one. I would I would say check that out if you did not catch it the first time around, and listen to some great stuff about podcasting, about being a writer. It's really, really interesting. So check that out after the game tomorrow on Sunday. One more thing I do want to touch on here, sports related, before we get into some other things. The Port Edwards basketball alumni are inviting. The annual alumni recognition basketball game is coming up, and they're inviting all their alumni. This year, they will celebrate both men and women on the evening of December 22nd. So mark your calendars. If you played basketball at Port Edwards, they want you to come and join in their alumni recognition game. Boys' game is at 5:30. The girls' game is at 7. Alumni basketball players attending will be given free admission to the games, be treated to on-court introductions between the games and an after-game social. Please invite your teammates who may not see the announcement or hear it over these airwaves. They hope to see lots of familiar faces. This is something we talk about every year, so if you are one of those people, if you are a Port Edwards basketball alumnus, you have a chance to go and have some fun. go back to the old stomping grounds. That's December 22nd. The games, two games going on, doubleheader, boys game at 5:30, girls game at 7. Go check it out. Both teams are looking for alumni. Wow, that was a lot of information. Just covered a lot of information here. And I'm still waiting for my first phone call. Wow. All right, folks. 424-2600 is the number to call on Over the Back Fence. This is your show, everyone. I want you to come on out and call up 424-2600 with the items you're looking to buy or sell. You know, I was just looking at my list from last week. I had a great week last. Let's see, I'm here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I had almost 15 calls last week. That's great. I'm starting a little slow this time, though. Come on. Christmas is coming up. If you got something that might make a great Christmas gift that you want to sell, or if you're looking for something particular for Christmas, now is the time. It's December 10th, everyone. Get your Christmas shopping done early. And we're going to help you out, or we're going to try to help you out with that as well. All right. Well, with that, I think we are going to take our first break. And when we come back, we're going to get into our news and notes, calendar of events. Other items going on throughout the holiday season here in central Wisconsin. But before we do that, thank you very much. We do have a caller. Thank you, first caller. I'm going to enjoy getting you on the airwaves right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, Seth. You were talking a little bit about the snow or lack thereof.
Right.
It's a law of averages. Eventually, we're going to hit pretty good.
Oh, I don't doubt it. I do not doubt it one bit. You're so right. But I just thought it was kind of funny because everyone kept saying it was like for a week before that, it's like, oh, you're going to get snow on Friday. You're going to get snow on Friday. And then it just kind of never showed up. I thought it was interesting.
Yeah. The storm from the southwest, it didn't make it all the way up.
No, it just stayed south.
From the northwest and it didn't make it all the way down.
Yeah, that's right. We ended up in the middle somewhere.
Yep. I'm happy.
Yeah, me too. I agree.
My snowblower is all ready to go and let it sit there as far as,
yeah. If the less we need to use it, the better, right? Oh, totally with you on there. Thanks so much for the call. I appreciate that. Yeah, weird. But, hey, Mother Nature, you can never predict, really, what she's going to do. You never know, really, what she's going to do. As much as we have come, as far as we've come with that, we never really know. Now we're going to take a break. And when we come back, news and notes, calendar events, and your phone calls, 424-2600, to be on Over the Back Fence here on locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Oh, the irony. Dreaming of a white Christmas. If it were only on Christmas, then I wouldn't mind it so much. I could handle that. I love hearing Bing sing about it, though. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, everyone. Thanks for joining me on this Saturday. Quick reminder, the sun may not be shining right now, but you can make your own sunshine happening at noon. The Sunshine Polka Show will be happening. Tim, the polka guy, will lead you through an hour of fun polka music. I heard, when I was listening to the, when I was getting the show ready for this week, I heard a couple of Christmas songs in there, too. So Tim's getting into the holiday spirit as well. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be a lot of fun going from 12 to 1. That's the Sunshine Polka Show. And hey, don't remember, it's also on at 7 a.m. on Saturdays as well. Two times, two chances to listen to the show on WFHR on Saturday, 7 and 12. And, of course, one more reminder tonight. We've got hockey here at 5:30. Wisconsin Badgers taking on the Minnesota Golden Gophers at 5:30 tonight on WFHR. All right, as I wait for your phone calls, 424-2600, I will get into our news and notes, mailbag items, calendar events, all kinds of good stuff happening here. As I wait for your phone calls, and we'll get into this in just a minute, because guess what? We have ourselves a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah. I'm looking for somebody that can do some repairs on a washing machine, specifically a... Oh, what the hell is that? Whirlpool. That's what it is.
Okay. Okay, what's your phone number?
715-423-5574.
423-5574.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for the call. Have a great weekend. looking for some repairs. Got a Whirlpool washing machine. If you can help him out with that, I'm sure it would be graciously appreciated. Give him a call at 423-5574, 423-5574, and give him a hand. If you are able to give him a hand with a washing machine, I'm sure it would be very appreciated. All right, let's grab another phone call here. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Yes, I have a new Green Bay Packer jacket, size medium, and it's new. It would be a nice Christmas gift, and I'm just asking $25.
All right, very nice. What's your phone number?
886-4677.
886-4677.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Have a great weekend. A jacket, a Packers jacket. And she's right, that would make some Packer fan a very nice gift. 886-4677. Now, I want to remind everyone, I think I talked about this last week as well. This is okay to give gifts like this, I think, in my opinion. Maybe there's some people out there that, I don't like to give, get other people, re-gifting kind of things. I think it's great. It's a great way to reuse things if you're not using them anymore, especially if you know someone who can have it, who would like it and can use it. That's what I'm saying. Just think about that. Just think about that a little bit. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on Over the Back Fence for today. I did talk about this last week as well. Before we get into the mailbag, I just want to remind everyone that there are a few scams going around, a couple of phone scams and a couple of other things going on that we want to let people know about. Just in case you have gotten one of these or anything like that, we want to get the word out that these are going around, and we'll get to that in just a sec, but let's go ahead and get a phone call now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. Today I'd like to sell some Beanie Babies from the 1990s, $5 a piece, and I have a man's large wool winter coat for sale for $25. 715-423-3396. If no answer, please leave a message.
All right. 423-3396, the number to call. And if no one answers, go ahead, leave a message. They've got a coat for sale, some Beanie Babies from the 90s, the boom year for Beanie Babies. If you need to fill out your collection, they're the ones to go check out for that. 423-3396, the number to call. All right, we do have a phone scam that's been going around in Rapids. A senior neighbor told this person that she received a call from a male using her grandson's name that stated he was in the hospital with a facial injury, specifically stitches on lips and other facial injuries after running a red light. He requested money to use on lawyer's expenses. The caller used her actual grandson's names, but she didn't fall for it. She asked, "What is your middle name?" As soon as he heard that, he hung up. Obvious scam. This has been happening a lot lately. It's really come into this area recently. We've heard some stories in the news about it. So be very careful about anyone who calls saying that they're a distant relative of yours or anything like that. Always double check with the source or if someone you know who's been in contact with that person. Just be very careful, everybody. And there's another thing, too, that there's someone got a call about a sweepstakes program. If she gives money, she can become a winner. This is always a scam. Any kind of sweepstakes, they never should ask you for money. That is always a scam. She refused, and the caller got belligerent, started using foul language. And that's, again, another good example of people not being on the up and up. Just be out there, screen those calls, and don't. I love what the person who said, don't give them the time of day. I agree. Do not give them the time of day. They're just trying to get your money. And they are not entitled to that at all. They can swear all they want. Moving to the mailbag here, we got a couple of items we want to go through. We have someone who's looking for help with snow blowing and shoveling their driveway, their small sidewalk and steps. If you can give them a hand with that, call 424-1646. That's 424-1646 if you can help them out with some snow blowing and shoveling as the snow does approach. And like the other caller said, it's coming. We know it's coming. Just got to get ready for it. That's all. We have for sale some brown and white eggs, $2.50 per dozen. And you get an 18 count for $3.75. If you're interested, 457-6547. That's 457-6547. And leave a message if there's no answer if you're interested in buying some farm fresh eggs. And also we have a box of toys similar to Legos. They're called Lock Blocks in the original package. 200 pieces, like new, $6 or best offer on that. They also have seven storybook dolls from the 1950s. $3 each or make best offer as well. Also a variety of beer mugs, wine glasses. You know, maybe there's a Christmas gift in there somewhere for somebody. Maybe you want to check it out. If you're interested, 424-2216. That's 424-2216. If you're interested in any one of those items. And that is the mailbag for today. If you would like to contribute, if you'd like to add something to the mailbag, it's easy enough to do. You can either come in and drop it off in person or mail it to 1490 2nd Avenue South. That is our address here, right on the roundabout by the DMV, by the Armory. You cannot miss us. Come on in during our regular office hours, 9 to 4, Monday through Friday, and drop it off. We'd be glad to collect it and get it ready for the weekend show on Over the Back Fence. We want to get as many of those as we can, so you don't have to call up. You can just get it to us beforehand. You can drop it off here, and we'll give you a tour. You can check out our Christmas decorations. Pam and Steph did some decorating around here, and it looks great getting into the Christmas spirit here at Civic Media. And if you are not able to make it in, of course, you can always email it to us, otbf@wfhr.com. And we just ask for all of those. Please limit it to three items. There is, of course, no limit to the amount you can charge. I should say there's no limit to the price. Whatever you're asking, we can say it over the airways. There's no limit to that. But we do ask that you limit it to three items. And in that email, make sure you give us a good description so when we read it out over the air, people will have a good idea of what it is. Plus, make sure that contact information is correct so they can get a hold of you. All right, that wraps up the mailbag for today. We are going to move on now to our news and notes and calendar of events. And, of course, you can continue getting those calls in here, 424-2600. While I'm reading this, I'll just finish reading what's in front of me, and then I will get to your phone call as soon as I can. A couple of things going on today. We have two cookie walks going on today. In fact, they're going on right as we speak. So get your shoes on and go make a cookie walk. The first one is over at St. John Evangelical Lutheran Church in Kellner. That's at 8020 South Park Road in Kellner. The 28th annual cookie walk. Cookies and candies are sold by the pound. It started at 9 a.m. today, and it's going on strong right now. So head on down to Kellner. Get yourself a whole bunch of cookies and some great Christmas candy as well. It is the Stone Church on the corner by the park. You can't miss it if you're in Kellner. They do, if you have any questions, I should say, 423-7788. You can give them a call there. But the cookie walk is going on there in Kellner today. They did not give when it's done, but I'm guessing it will be going on for a little while. So go check it out in Kellner at 8020 South Park Road at St. John Evangelical Lutheran Church. Another cookie walk is going on today, and it's put on by our good friends at Quality Foods. Their holiday cookie walk is going till 2 o'clock today. It started at 10. This is at the West Grand location only, and only until supplies last. So get on over to our friends at Quality Foods, $8.99 a pound. It's going to be great. Get some cookies while you're there. Of course, you can also sign up for their complete holiday meals, either ham or prime rib. The ham feeds 8 to 10. The prime rib feeds about 3 people. The complete meal, all there. You got until the 23rd of December to order it, and you have until 3 o'clock on Christmas Day to pick it up. Pick it up before that, though. I mean, come on, give those guys a break. But still, our good friends over at Quality Foods have a great holiday deal for a ham dinner, prime rib dinner. It's going to be it's fabulous. You know the great deli that they have over there. And also stay tuned during the entire week here, during the morning show. We're going to be taking more qualifiers to win that big ham. We're going to ham it up for the holidays. More qualifiers. We got more Christmas food trivia coming up. And, of course, all of this sponsored by our good friends over at Quality Foods. The Nakusa Hometown Christmas continues, as it will all throughout the week. Got a lot of great events coming up here, too. We have, of course, a drive-through light display, and that is going to continue running from dusk to dawn until January 1st. That's every day from dusk till dawn. Go check it out. See not only our great banner that we have there as well, but other people, other groups in the community with their light displays. It's always a lot of fun. Make it a tradition. Plus, there's going to be more opportunities to see Santa, including tomorrow from 5 to 7. And then next week, it's Thursday through Sunday, 5 to 7 every day. Get a chance to meet with Santa. Go ask him and find out if you've been naughty or nice. And ask him for whatever you want for Christmas. That's what Santa's all about. Plus, they've got special things going on every day coming up next week, just about. We've got some cookies, some cocoa with Santa, letters to Santa. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's all happening at Riverside Park in Nakusa for Nakusa Hometown Christmas. Of course, this time of year is also a great time to give blood. Of course, every time is a great time to donate blood. We do have some opportunities coming up here through the American Red Cross. The next one that's coming up very close to this area on Monday in Amherst, Peace Lutheran Church will be hosting a blood drive at 293 South Main Street from 12 to 5 p.m. That's in Amherst on the 12th. Peace Lutheran Church, 293 South Main Street, and that's where you can donate blood for that. We're going to have some more coming up, and of course, we will let you know all about that when we get to that point. But if you are in the Stevens Point area, of course, there's always a lot of opportunities for you to give blood, including this coming Monday and Tuesday from 12 to 6:15 p.m. That's at the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center, 3201 C Main Street. Take a day off, and then the 15th and the 16th, there'll be two more opportunities to donate at the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center, one at 8:15 till 2:45, and then one 8:30 to 2:45. That is on Thursday and on Friday. So more opportunities to give blood, and we have more coming up here in Wisconsin Rapids. We'll get to that in just a little bit, but again, any chance, what a great gift this holiday season. What a great gift. Give some blood. We have another off-the-clock event happening, sponsored by the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, and this one is going to be at one of our favorite places, the McMillan Memorial Library. Yes, it's coming up on Monday from 4 to 6. There's going to be raffle prizes, appetizers. It's open to the public. It's free to attend. If you have not been to the library recently, check it out. They got a lot of great stuff there now, a lot of remodeling. It's been pretty darn amazing what they have done. It is a great institution, and I say go check it out. See everything that's been going on over there. 4 to 6 on Monday, off-the-clock event, raffles, appetizers. It's open to the public. It's free to attend. It is at 490 East Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. If you have any questions for the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber, 422-4856 is the number to call for that. If you have any questions about this or any of the other things they do at the Chamber, what can I say? It's a great event, and it's a great place, so we do want to support our library. All right, looking ahead here to Monday as well, we've got another fun class that's being offered by the City of Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Recreation Department. Bring a friend on Monday for a fun-filled evening at their Christmas bulb pour class. How cool does that sound? Oh my gosh, from 6 to 8, Mary Beth Severin will guide you through a really fun class where you pour paint onto clear bulbs and make stunningly beautiful Christmas ornaments for your tree. How cool does that sound? Oh my gosh, that sounds amazing. There's a limited number of places in this class, so register now before the class fills up. All supplies are provided, and you can register online at wr.activityreg.com, or give the Parks and Recreation Departments a call at 715-421-8240. Class location is at the Lowell Center Art Room in the Centralia Center. And like I said, pre-registration is required. You still have a couple of days to go online and get registered for that. So go check it out. Sounds like tons of fun. And you get a Christmas ornament out of it. I'm telling you. What more could you want? Coming up on Wednesday, it is the final of the year. It is the final American Heroes Cafe of Central Wisconsin, going from 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. at Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693. They're located at 430 West Jackson Street. All veterans, military, police, and firefighters are welcome. Refreshments are provided at no cost. And they do want people to know that for this one, it is the last of the year, like I said. All remaining door prizes, there's seven, will be given out. At 8:45, there will be one ticket drawn for the $100 Walmart gift certificate as well. So keep that in mind if this is a good one to go to, because they got a lot of raffle stuff they do want to give away. Just a reminder, this is also the last one until March. In January and February, they do not hold the cafe. Coming March 8th is when they're going to start it up again. And the door prizes next year will increase to $25. Very good. If you have any questions about this or any other veterans affairs, any other veterans things, please, please contact our very good friend Bill Heck at 262-496-3198. 262-496-3198. He can give you all the information that you need. And, of course, that's not the only thing happening on Wednesday at the Elks Lodge, number 693. It's bingo time. Bingo, fun. Great way to support the Elks. Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30 p.m. It, of course, same place, 430 West Jackson Street. If you have any questions about this or anything else that the Elks do, you can call them at 423-1930. And this is happening all year long, of course. As we mentioned, bingo. There's always bingo going on, so we want to continue to mention it. Plus, it's a great way to support the Elks and all the great things they do for veterans and for students and scholarships. Lots of great stuff that they do, and we certainly do appreciate what they do there. Earlier on this last week, James had a chance on Morning Magazine to talk about the organizers of Mary's Place that's going to be happening here in Rapids. And they have an event coming up that's very cool. Plus, I'll give a little more information on exactly what Mary's Place is. They are expanding their supportive transitional housing program to Wisconsin Rapids. This expansion has been made possible thanks to a generous grant from the Legacy Foundation of Central Wisconsin. Mary's Place has purchased a vacant apartment building at 520 8th Avenue South, and Altman Construction has been started renovating that property. The goal is to open the facility and accept program participants in spring of 2023. And grant funds will also support operating expenses to ensure the program has long-term success. To celebrate, the community is invited to attend a groundbreaking ceremony coming up on December 15th. That is this coming Thursday at noon at 12 p.m., held at 520 8th Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids. So you can come out and see exactly what building they're talking about. You can talk and see what's going on. You can already see the Altman construction truck there. They're getting ready to, and in fact, they've already started renovations on it. It's very, very cool. This is an amazing program. And I do want to go into it a little bit about what it's all about, just in case you are not aware. Mary's Place has been in operation for 17 years and is a nonprofit organization providing short-term housing, which is 6 to 12 months, to adult men and women with no income or low income. Due to the apartment-style nature of the Wisconsin Rapids location, Mary's Place will also be able to serve families. Very cool. The building will have three levels with 11 separate apartment units, a shared laundry room and a common area space, and office space for the on-site house manager. Case management, mentoring and life coaching, job service referral, financial guidance, and community referrals will be provided to program participants. Individuals wishing to participate in Mary's Place programming pay a program fee of $80 a week. This transitional housing is intended to be a stepping stone for individuals to build their finances and access programs to support their next move to permanent long-term housing. And this is an amazing program. I can't stress enough. We've been talking a lot on these airwaves about homelessness, especially in central Wisconsin here in Southwood County with the United Way and all that they do. But this is an amazing program to help get people back on their feet, to get them going again. And it's really cool. Southwood County does not have a transitional housing program right now, and local organizations report community residents are requesting immediate housing placement services as they are homeless, without long-term housing, or in unstable housing. Another thing we don't talk enough about. But anyway, currently individuals in Wisconsin Rapids are referred to Marshfield. There's a Mary's Place in Marshfield, and then there's the Salvation Army Warming Shelter in Stevens Point. There is not one here. And I think this is going to fill a very important need. This poses a geographical barrier, of course, for transportation and lack of familiarity with local community resources. In 2021, Mary's Place served 186 people, 90 of whom were Southwood County residents, desperately needed here in Wisconsin Rapids. And of course, if you want more information on this, and if you want to volunteer, if you want to donate, a very worthy cause, go to marysplacemarshfield.org. That's marysplacemarshfield.org, and get more information that way. Truly a transformative program, and we are very happy that it's happening in Wisconsin Rapids. We have a few more things to go over here for this week, for events and that sort of thing. We got it coming up, but let's take a break right now, everybody. 424-2600 is the number to call when we come back to get on the airwaves. And also more news and notes, calendar events, as we go up to the top of the hour here and Over the Back Fence on locally grown radio, WFHR. Welcome back to WFHR, everybody. Over the Back Fence here with Paul McCartney.
The mood is right. The spirit's up. We're here tonight. And that's enough.
Cheesy. But that's okay. I don't mind cheesy Christmas music. Welcome back, everyone. We are going through our news and notes and our calendar of events here on Over the Back Fence for today, this Saturday, the 10th of December. And we're hoping that you will join us with your phone calls, 424-2600. In fact, we do have a caller right now. Let's take it. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, I've got a snowblower for sale.
Okay.
It's a Spirit brand. It's got a 27-inch auger. It's got six gears forward, two gears in reverse, and it's got electric start.
Okay.
It's a real good snowblower. I'm trying to get $100 for best offer.
All right. Your phone number?
Area code 361-484-8923, and it's located here in Rapids.
Okay, 361-484-8923.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much for the call. Have a great weekend. Snowblower for sale right here in Rapids. If you're interested, 361-484-8923, the number to call if you want to give that a look and see if it's what you're looking for. So we have some great information here from our good friends at Focus. And they have finally moved into their new building completely. This is really neat. Feeding Our Communities with United Services now has all three of its original founding services in its new location at 2321 West Grand Avenue. The Focus Food Pantry and Focus Family Backpacks moved into the new location earlier this year. And last week, the Focus Neighborhood Meal Program completed its move to the new facility. Yay, that's great. I'm glad that everything's over there. That's so cool. It's very exciting. So what that means is, from now on, starting this coming Thursday, the 15th, meals will be served in-house on Thursdays at 2321 West Grand Avenue from 4:30 to 6 p.m. 4:30 to 6 p.m., this is going to be in-house meals. We're back there again. This is very, very cool. We're very excited about them being able to do this again, and it's exciting. It's so cool. I'm glad they were able to go back into the get to their new building and getting everything ready and focused there, and you get to go in-person meals once again at the place. So it's very cool, and we are excited for our friends at Focus and all the great work they do in Wisconsin Rapids. Speaking of food, next Saturday is the third Saturday of the month, and that means Ruby's Pantry will be doing their monthly distribution over at Pitch Elementary School, 501 17th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. It's going from 8 to 9:30 a.m. or until the food is gone. It is drive-through only, just remember that. They do still have a couple of prepaid bundles left. Do that quickly now. I'm sure they'll be going quickly. If not, you can go and donate. Of course, the donation is $25 per bundle. And rubyspantry.org is the address to go to for that. If you have cash, though, they have plenty of cash bundles still available. Same price, $24. Just line up at a parking lot attendant when you get there. We'll direct you to which lot you need to go. Just stay in your vehicle. It's a drive-through only. The food is pre-boxed, and so you don't have to bring any kind of carrying case. You don't need any baskets. They have everything boxed up for you. Have the back of your vehicle cleaned out. That's where they're going to put the food, and that's where you can go to next Saturday. Go check that out, 8 to 9:30, Ruby's Pantry at Pitch Elementary School, 501 17th Street South in Rapids. Another great holiday event coming up on Saturday of next week. James talked to them this week on Morning Magazine. Again, if you want to hear that interview, it was from Friday. Check out Morning Magazine Podcast. That's at civicmedia.us. Click on shows, then click on Morning Magazine and find the one about this, the historic Point Boss. Yes, indeed. Their Heritage Holly Days is coming up Saturday, December 17th from 1 to 5 p.m. Enjoy holiday traditions and decorations of the past. Sample foods of this historic period. That's so cool. I love the fact that they do that there. It's so neat. Join the citizens of Point Boss as they celebrate the holidays. Adults is $3, students $1. That's it to get in. It is on just off of Wakely Road and County Highway Z on the corner there. HistoricPointBoss.com is the website to go to if you'd like some more information. HistoricPointBASSE.com. A reminder that coming up on Sunday the 18th, the community holiday concert will be held by the Lincoln High School Music Department at 2 and 4 p.m. That's two different performances at the Performing Arts Center in Wisconsin Rapids. At it, Friends of Education will be presented at 4 p.m. There'll be sing-alongs, the Lincoln High School Choirs, the Lincoln High School Symphony, the Lincoln High School Wind Ensemble, free admission, but donations are welcome if you bring a donation of a canned good. And a winter coat, mittens, hats, scarves. They want to collect all this stuff for it. That's a great idea. So bring those as well. It's free anyway, so help them out. And like I said, that's coming up on December 18th on Sunday, a week from Sunday, and it's at 2 and at 4. If you want to see who wins the Friends of Education Award, that will be presented during the 4 o'clock performance. So keep that in mind. But a good fun event gets you in the holiday spirit. That is not the only school that will be performing a holiday concert, or concerts, I should say. We've got coming up in Nakusa, the Nakusa High School Christmas Concert on December 19th. That's the Monday after the 18th, of course. Because 19 always comes after 18. Oh, me. December 19th at 7 in the high school gym in Nakusa. And then the next day on Tuesday, the 20th, Alexander Middle School Christmas concert at 7 p.m. at the high school auditorium will be taking place there. So a couple more Christmas concerts coming up in Nakusa and in Lincoln High School in Wisconsin Rapids. Get you in the spirit. It'll be lots and lots of fun. All right. One more break. We're going to wrap up the show as we come back here to Over the Back Fence. Last chance to get your calls in, 424-2600 on this Saturday, December 10th. And we, of course, will be right back here on Over the Back Fence on WFHR.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Hope you're all feeling jolly out there. I know I am after hearing Nat King Cole. That usually does it for me. Yes, the classic one. Christmas is all about Nat King Cole for me. He was the king of Christmas, to use a more recent parlance about that. So we've only got a couple minutes left here. 424-2600. I can maybe one more call in here if you so desire to stay tuned, of course, to the Sunshine Polka Party Show that's coming up next. An hour of fun music from Tim, the polka guy. I'm glad we get to play him twice on Saturdays now. That's so exciting. I think that's very cool. Don't forget, we've got hockey coming up later tonight here. We've got hockey here, and we've got hockey on WIRI. River Kings, that's right, playing Hudson tonight on WIRI. And then tomorrow, we've got Marquette and the Badgers both playing basketball games. Matt Marquette at 2:30 on WIRI, and here on WFHR 4:30 we've got the Badgers. And once again, that does preclude Seth Faces the Music and Director's Cut, so we'll be having a couple of reruns on that as well. Stay tuned. Of course, we'll have more of those shows, new shows coming up as we get closer to Christmas as well. Maybe we'll get another Christmas theme in there. Now, if I may, just get serious for a couple of minutes here as we wrap up the show here. A lot of you know that since we moved to Saturdays here, there has not been an appearance by the mascot of the show, and that's Rodney the Rooster. Rodney was very upset about moving to Saturdays because, you know, not that he showed up a lot. He didn't. I mean, he was, you know what a prima donna Rodney is. He never showed up to the regular show all the time anyway. And I don't know what is, well, anyway. So he's been kind of moping in his trailer this whole time. And sure, now I start talking about him and here he comes. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Rodney. Do appreciate you showing up today. This must be he wants a good present, I think, is what it is. He wants me to get him a present. Don't worry, Rodney. You make more. You should be giving me a present. You have more money than I do. Hope you had a fun day today, everybody. Over the Back Fence. We're going to go out with Rodney's theme song. Appreciate all the callers today. We'll be back again next week on WFHR's Over the Back Fence. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye.